And welcome once again to another edition of The Blueprints. I'm your host, Jamie Schmale, Member of Parliament for Halliburton, Kawartha Lakes, Brock. We do appreciate you being here. Usually we have shows for you every single Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Instead, today we're bringing you a special Wednesday episode, so we do appreciate you hanging in there. Again, as you might remember, if you can't watch or listen to the whole thing right now, you can download it, listen to it on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, you name it, it is out there. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and share this program together. We can push back against the ever-moving liberal agenda because I guarantee you the content that we're about to talk about right this second here on this program is not being shared amongst the mainstream media. Let me bring in our guest, a friend of the show. She's been on many times before. Raquel Dancho, the Member of Parliament for Kildonan and St. Paul, also the Shadow Minister for Public Safety. We do appreciate you coming in.
My pleasure.
We're talking the Emergencies Act today. And of course, that was brought in by the NDP and Liberal government to deal with what was a parking problem in a few square blocks of Ottawa. And we've learned this week some pretty startling developments. Yesterday, or I should say Monday, was the last day to bring in the public inquiry and start that process. The Prime Minister waited to the last day to bring that in. Not only that, the inquiry itself, I'm taking your thunder here, was meant to examine the government's train of thought, its thought pattern, what evidence it had to bring in the Emergencies Act so it doesn't get used all the time. This is a heavy-handed approach. Mm-hmm. And the Prime Minister said, nope, that's confidence of the cabinet.
Yeah, it's been a very sort of concerning how they've rolled this out. There's a lot of smugness, a lot of arrogance. Their initial messaging was, look at us, how transparent we're being. We're launching this inquiry. Well, Jamie, as you know, the inquiry is not a nice thing to do. It's actually built into the legislation. They had to do it. So you don't get to do a victory lap saying, look at us being so transparent when you're just following the law of the land. So I found that that tone that they've had is really permeated throughout all of their messaging and how they're approaching this. As you mentioned, the scope of it, they're really focusing on the protesters.
Yes, exactly.
And the protesters, particularly the organizers, we know are going through the court system right now. They are being held accountable for their actions. The inquiry is supposed to hold the government accountable for their actions. And yet the Liberals are making it, don't look at us, oh, go look at the protesters again. Remember them? And so it's very concerning that this is how they're approaching this because, as you mentioned, this bill is a very powerful bill. It's frankly a dangerous bill. It infringes on charter rights, which is why the threshold needed to invoke this bill, this act, is so high. Because otherwise, we could risk abusing Canadian charter rights. A government could abuse them. So what's in question and what the crux of the inquiry is whether the government met that, whether the circumstances met the threshold and therefore the government was right or wrong to invoke the act. That's the question that we need to know. And they're clearly not interested in answering that.
Well, I think we know why, because a number of the pieces of evidence the government used to justify invoking the Emergencies Act, such as loaded firearms in Ottawa, attempted arson, and dark money funding this whole protest, that turned out to be not true. Mm-hmm. And conservatives pointed that out in committee through various means. And the experts themselves said, no, that isn't true. So we would like to see those documents or at least understand what the government was thinking when it brought in the Emergencies Act or the legislation to invoke it.
Right. I mean, the threshold is whether or not there's a threat to national security, whether it's a national threat to public safety or a national threat to economic security of the country. It was neither of those things. It was disruptive, yes. Was it a national threat to public safety or economic security? No. And in fact, the border blockades were already removed before the Emergency Act was invoked. The police did not need the emergency powers to do their jobs. They were successful in their own accord of doing that. So that economic argument out the window. In Ottawa as well, we saw that just like you said, they were saying all this basically fake news, using fake news to drum up this big scary idea. And yes, we understand it was disruptive to the downtown residents of Ottawa. No one is denying that. Mm-hmm. But you and I walked through that protest every single day for 3 weeks. If it was so dangerous to the level that it was a national security threat, how in the world were you and I and all of us able to walk through that protest at all hours of the day?
Good question.
Does it make sense? And I asked the Minister of Public Safety this, and he couldn't answer. I said, how could you have subjected us to so much, you know, threatening environment? And he didn't have anything to say because the reality is we weren't in danger. And if we were, we wouldn't have been able to walk through that protest. So, the last thing I'll say, though, Jamie, if we are wrong and there is something that they know that met that huge high threshold, then tell the public.
Right.
Let us know the whole story. But we can't find out unless they waive cabinet confidence. They're refusing to do so.
But if they want to back up, you're right, if they want to back up their narrative, they should have no problem discussing some of these.
Tell us the truth.
Exactly. If you have evidence, let's bring it out in the open. You're right. Maybe we're wrong. Let's have a conversation about it.
Happy to be corrected.
But that is the whole crux of it. We're supposed to, as part of the legislation, look at the thought process of the government. We do, you know, Canadians, the opposition, would like to know this, or else there will always be a crisis if the government can cover up their thought process.
Well, and you touched on something really important. I mean, the reason that we're really hammering on this was the threshold met, this extraordinarily high threshold, because, as you know, the Emergencies Act has powers so powerful that they infringe on charter rights. That's the whole, that's what the act does. If your country's being invaded, or if you have a mass economic or telecommunications collapse, this is the bill you go to, because you may have to infringe on charter rights for the greater public safety, for example, in a worst case scenario. So that's why the threshold's so high, because it's so dangerous in terms of infringement
on
charter.
The freezing of bank accounts.
This is what I mean, with no court order, no due process at all.
Go through it all.
These are critical issues. And so how this is determined, what comes out of that inquiry, will determine a precedent of how we can infringe on charter rights moving forward. Can we just flippantly call and use the biggest sledgehammer in the land on charter rights whenever there's some disruption going on? Is that what we're going to be seeing unfold in the next generation? I don't know. That's why this inquiry is so important. That's why we're hammering on them in question period for answers. And that's why we think it's important enough that they waive cabinet confidence to let us know the full story.
Well, we've seen cabinet confidence and other measures used when we're calling for the documents to the Winnipeg lab, for example, as to the firing of two scientists.
Yeah.
What's going on there? We would like to know that. The Aga Khan trip that the Prime Minister took illegally, and it turns out that the RCMP was contemplating issuing charges for that, or investigating it. And so this is just a culmination of decisions made by this government that aren't meeting that ethical bar.
Well, I think you started the great list. You know, there's the We Charity scandal as well, and there's this SNC-Lavalin.
SNC-Lavalin, yes.
There's a lot of, as you mentioned, and as we know as conservatives, a lot of ethical misbehavior from this government. You know, we believe the Prime Minister should be leading by example, going above and beyond meeting the law. But he thinks he doesn't need to. It doesn't apply to him. He should be leading by example, and he's just skating through, breaking laws left, right, and center. So, particularly ethics law. So that's why we're not giving them the benefit of the doubt, but they've been asking for it. They've been saying, oh, just trust us. We will make sure everything's in hand. You know, Bill Blair, the minister, just kind of, we'll take care of everything. We'll make sure everything is up to par. But you don't get to have the benefit of the doubt anymore. You've proven that so many times over the past 6.5 years. So I'm not buying it. We'll keep pressing on this. And really, it's for the rights of Canadians. You know, whatever position you're on, whether you agreed with the aims of the convoy and you sympathize with the traumas they've had or not, you should care about your charter rights and the future of what government can do to those charter rights.
Exactly.
So that's why we're like a dog with a bone on this, and we want answers.
Well, you're right. It does set that precedent. If the government could just invoke it and then claim cabinet confidence on the documents and the decision-making, you know, thread that came with it, then they can just invoke it at will. They don't like what you're doing at will. We see with Bill C-11, they're trying to censor what you can see and watch on the internet. This is just a disturbing pattern here by this government.
Yeah, you know, I think we should be concerned. And I think as the elections go, you may agree, more and more Canadians are opening up to, this government really doesn't put my interests first. They're putting their own interests, their own power interests first. And so that's why, again, I don't give them any benefit of any doubt that they're doing the right things here. And we can see that in the news release and all of their messaging for this. This is about what they want to study. When the most powerful law in the land. It has built-in safety mechanisms so that it holds the government who uses it accountable because it's so dangerous concerning charter rights. So again, we need to have an inquiry that looks at their actions. What informed their decision? And again, like we've said, we're happy to be proven wrong. If there is something that really was a national security threat, tell the public or tell us in a in-camera meeting. There's so many options for MPs to understand this thought process. And frankly, the public deserves to know as well, given this is the first time this act has ever been called. So this is not something that just happens every other Saturday, Jamie. This is
we hope not anyway.
This has literally never happened before. But yeah, to your point, who knows? Maybe it'll be every time there's a group of people that the Prime Minister doesn't agree with that are saying, you know, mean things to him that he doesn't like. Well, just pull up the sledgehammer, freeze their bank accounts, take their assets, ruin their lives.
Ruin their lives.
And, you know, just crush our democracy along the way. Sounds a bit dramatic, but that is what we're talking about. And
Absolutely.
That's why you and I are fighting so hard to hold them accountable on this.
And the other thing we were fighting about is the structure of the committee itself. We had some issues about that. We noticed there was the way the Liberals wanted who to vice chair, who to chair. Like, it was just one thing after another with this government.
You know, I just think they like to do whatever they can that makes them look great. I don't think that they really care too much about the spirit of our democracy, the built-in safeguards, the checks and balances. You know, for any political science grads out there, you learn all about the checks and balances that our founding fathers built into our Constitution. And I don't see the spirit of that reflected at all in their actions in the past couple days, when this is a time when we desperately need them to be respected.
Absolutely.
Pretty concerning.
Absolutely. So we're going to wrap up here. As always, as you know, the guest always gets the final thought, the final word. So you can touch on what we talked about. You can touch on anything you want. You know the drill.
You know, Jamie, I'm really looking forward to the next basically 9 weeks. It's going to be a heavy 9 weeks for parliamentarians. It's 4 weeks on, 1 week back doing constituency work, and then another 4 solid weeks. So I think those watching at home will have a lot of opportunity to see us hard at work, fighting for their values, fighting for their rights, and working like hell to hold these Liberals accountable.
Can Absolutely.
I say that on this show?
You can say whatever you want. You're Raquel Dancho.
You can
say whatever you want. All right. We do appreciate you coming on, a good friend
Thanks
of the
so
show.
Much.
I know your schedule is very busy. We do appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
And we appreciate your time for being here as well. That was Raquel Dancho, Member of Parliament for Kildonan and St. Paul in the beautiful province of Manitoba, also the Shadow Minister for Public Safety, a great advocate. And again, as I said the last time she was on, check out her social media content. She has delivered some amazing speeches in the House and great work at committee. They're holding these Liberals to account. It's a must see and a must watch. So I encourage you highly to do that. So as always, we will get back to Tuesday, every single Tuesday, new content here on The Blueprint, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We ask that you like, comment, subscribe, share this program. And if you can't watch or listen to it at the exact moment, download it, listen to it on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. Thank you very much. And remember, low taxes, less government, more freedom. That's The Blueprint.